kakafon katikai pute tumba nika sino la wako one sin kanto nona kubuti opone zinari la yalo
Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
An economic analyst has urged businesses to lower their prices amid fuel cost drop and kwacha appreciation. Petroleum Transporters of Zambia president has called for greater inclusion of transporters in national development agenda. In international news, African leaders have called for nuclear energy adoption to drive growth. And in sports news, Nanyangwe has declared Zambia's ambition to lift WAFCON title in Morocco.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront, unreliable news every day, my name is Suwilanje Mulenga. Economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga says the continued reduction in fuel prices, combined with the recent appreciation of the kwacha, provides a strong foundation for lowering the cost of essential goods and services in Zambia. He emphasized that these positive microeconomic developments should lead businesses to reduce commodity prices, benefiting consumers through more affordable products in key sectors like food, retail, manufacturing, and logistics. Mr. Chisanga called on businesses to responsibly pass on these savings to the public to restore consumer confidence and support broader economic stability and inclusive growth. He also stressed the importance of regulatory vigilance to prevent unjustified price rigidity and ensure transparency in market adjustments. In another development, Climate Just Communities, CJC, has called for action among empowered communities, community advocate champions in Luangwa District to find innovative ways of engaging top government leadership by passing bureaucratic hurdles. Engineer Gabriel Mukoka, the Center for Environment Justice CEJ project coordinator, explained that while many senior government officials are willing to meet ordinary citizens, bureaucracy, protocol and complex procedures often discourage direct interaction with grassroots communities facing real challenges. This came to light in Luangwa District, Lusaka Province, when the CJC project team held meetings over several days under Cluster 1, Cluster 2, and Cluster 3 before ending with a post-climate justice endeavor to discuss outcomes and the next steps.
The Mongara intention, right? But issues you must study, they are very good issues. Before I mind this, there's a minimum combat to the system for the issues, eh? The next apply for CDA, which are a series 4 in the air, Mugodia Mukumba was tapas. People are asking, I'm sure. Maybe I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the house.
Meanwhile, from the Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, Acting Project Coordinator Grendan Chima highlighted that community advocacy champions have been trained to be proactive, moving beyond merely asking questions to taking actions that improve their community's welfare.
The thing that I'm looking for, we need this, so we are going to look through in this community combined, where the community is going to be. It means that the government has been shocked. The government has been denied. It is not a solution. It is not a solution. It is not a solution.
In another development, The Fruits and Vegetables Association of Zambia, FVAZ, has noted that despite the government's efforts to improve agriculture productivity through irrigation support, none of the small-scale farmers involved in producing tomatoes, garlic, onions and other agricultural products under the association's umbrella have received any assistance. Association President Bernard Sikunyongana said while there is widespread acknowledgement that irrigation initiatives exist, their impact has not reached the ground, especially among fruit and vegetable producers. He stressed that the support seems to be benefiting others in the broader farming sector, but not those in the fruits and vegetable category. Mr. Sikunyongana has since urged authorities to ensure that support is equitably distributed to all farming categories, particularly small-scale agricultural farmers who play a key role in the country's food system. In another development, Petroleum Transporters of Zambia President Benson Tembo has called for more extensive engagement of transporters in the country's national development agenda, highlighting the vital role they play in the movement of goods and services across Zambia. Mr. Tembo expressed disappointment that the contributions of the transport sector continue to be overlooked. He noted that this neglect is a significant barrier to achieving key economic projects and undermines efforts to enhance the nation's economic growth and logistical efficiency. He called for deliberate policy measures that facilitate the inclusion of transporters and other sectors into the broader framework of national progress and well-being.
Won't take that representation in Parliament, which is not there. We have transporters who take that representation in Parliament. If you check the other into the logistics and transport project of India, you see that the law has provided for women in logistics and transport. But checking the transport sector, you see that
in international news, African delegates at the inaugural Nuclear Energy Innovation Summit for Africa, NEISA 2025 in the Rwandan capital of Kigali on Monday, called for the acceleration adoption of nuclear energy to meet the continent's rising energy demand, support industrialization, and drive sustainable development. As the continent's population is expected to exceed 3 billion in the next 4 decades, leaders stress the importance of clean, reliable and scalable energy, particularly nuclear energy. With over 600 million Africans lacking access to electricity, Ngirente said that nuclear energy is important as a sustainable, low-carbon solution capable of ensuring energy security and supporting climate resilience across the continent. Rwandan Minister of Infrastructure Jimmy Gasore noted that nuclear energy is central to Rwanda's long-term energy strategy and that Rwanda is actively exploring small modular reactors to meet rising energy demand and reduce carbon emissions. Running through Tuesday, the summit seeks to elevate nuclear energy as a key pillar of Africa's sustainable development. NEISA 2025 is organized in collaboration with key international institutions, including the International Atomic Energy Agency, United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, Nuclear Energy Agency, World Nuclear Association, and leading regional financial institutions. Still in international news, the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, welcomed Mali's recent adoption of an innovative law aimed at protecting the rights of stateless persons and improving their situations, according to a statement released on Monday. According to UNHCR, the legislation defines statelessness, specifies the rights and duties of stateless persons, and proposes sustainable solutions. It covers stateless migrants, and people born in Mali, guaranteeing equal rights to health, education, employment, housing and justice among Malian nationals. The law also protects stateless persons from penalties due to lack of legal documents, prohibits the expulsion except in certain cases, and allows them to acquire or confirm Malian nationality. Many in Mali, especially nomadic groups, refugees and remote border communities, face statelessness due to lack of civil documentation. Since 2017, with UNHCR support, Mali has neutralized nearly 2,400 people and provided civil documents to over 30,000 people. UNHCR placed continued support for implementing the law and urged ongoing international backing. Zambia midfielder Natasha Nanyangwe has discussed